Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Jacqueline Sims.
What do you need?
Ms. Sims, the reason I might call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about some of the issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, ma'am?
Sure, let me see what you're talking about.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. First question, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? You probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Next question. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
61.
Okay, thank you. What is your racial or ethnic background? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black American, Hispanic Latino, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as president, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
10.
You strongly approve?
Strongly.
Okay, what about what about Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have never heard of the person or institution or are not familiar with them, just let me know. Derek
okay.
Marin, favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know who it is.
Okay. What about First Energy?
I think that's part of my electric company. Not certain. Was that
okay.
An option?
Yeah, you don't know. What about Marcy Kaptur?
Very approved of her. Yes.
Very favorable.
Whatever the purpose, okay. Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable, very.
Very, very unfavorable?
Correct.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur, Democrat.
Thank you. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or will you say there's no chance?
Not at all.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I'm voting for Marcy.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you think it's not true?
Much less likely. Mucho.
Mucho. Okay, thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could have more money, and even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Still much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Still much less likely?
Still much less likely.
Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Still much less likely?
Still much less likely.
Thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Still much less likely?
Still much less likely.
Thank you. Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Still much less likely?
Still much less likely.
Thank you. We are almost done now. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, in your own words, in a small statement?
I don't agree with anything that he stands for and that he's running on.
Okay. Anything he stands for and he's running for. Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. I'll ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin once again?
I disagree with everything he's all about.
Everything he's all about.
Everything.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, technical or vocational school, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong or not as strong?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Back in 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you for being so clear about your responses. You have a good one.
Well, thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye.